WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8. The temperature is 74. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. I'm Bill Oliver. A divided College Station City Council's approved impact fees for new construction starting December 1st. There were two votes on water and wastewater impact fees, a 4-3 split to phase in the fee schedule over a 2-year period. It's after an attempt to spread the new charges over a 3-year period failed by a 5-2 margin. Before that, the council approved the fiscal year 2017 budget on a 6-1 vote. Mayor Nancy Berry says the budget takes care of everything addressed by 8,000 residents who participated in the survey last spring.
Traffic management, road maintenance, safety. We're adding police. We're adding fire. We're making additions to the park system. We're doing all the things that the citizens have asked us to do in a fiscally responsible way.
James Benham voted against the budget for two reasons. One's that the budget assumes the council will approve a new roadway maintenance fee in November.
In my business, I try not to nickel and dime my customers with lots of additional fees and add-ons. They don't like it or appreciate it. As a taxpayer, I don't like it either.
Benham also wanted to stop funding the Research Valley Partnership. Other council members say the performance of the Economic Development Agency, which is getting $350,000 like last year, will be reviewed again next year. On unanimous votes, the College Station Council raised the property tax rate 2 cents, reduced electric rates by 1%, and increased wastewater rates by 8%. A month ago, we learned of an isolated and unexpected flu outbreak affecting Texas A&M students. Since then, there have been a decrease in the number of flu cases in Brazos County. Health Department reported the first week, ending August 27th, had the highest number of patients at 226. Since then, the number has gone down to 157, then 93, and last week there were 54 cases. Brazos County's alternate health authority, Dr. Seth Sullivan, says it's a misconception that the flu strikes only during the fall and winter.
And especially in a world of global commerce and global transportation and cruise ships, for example, that are in warm waters, and we have passengers from all over the world who come together, we know that may be a way that we can continue the flu season, if you will.
The health department continues to promote flu shots for everyone 6 months of age and older, along with other preventative measures. The supplier of a cookie dough ingredient that Bluebell blames for a voluntary ice cream recall says their tests for Listeria were negative before they shipped their product to Brenna. Iowa-based Aspen Hill says Bluebell's positive test came after the product was in Bluebell's control for 2 months. The recall involves ice cream made at Bluebell's plant in Alabama. None of it was shipped to Texas. Tonight kicks off the 10th annual Texas Reds Festival in downtown Bryan. More than 40 entertainers will provide free concerts at 4 venues. For ticketed events, Sandy Ferris at the Downtown Bryan Association says they're grouped at a new location.
They will all be on this 26th Street beside the Palace Theater.
Okay.
So if you did buy your tickets ahead of time, you've been instructed to go to the Will Call booth.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be one of those, and we will have plenty of people there for those who bought the tasting packages or they want to have the beer and wine at the different bars. Then you have to get a wristband. And so we'll have lots of people out helping and directing.
Another free event, train rides provided by Union Pacific on Saturday and Sunday, but the ticket's required to get on board. More information online at TexasRedsFestival.com. No one was hit in a drive-by shooting in Bryan Wednesday night. Police responded around 8 p.m. to multiple reports of gunfire on Grosbeck between Palisoda and Peace. Officers found a man who said he was outside working on a vehicle when shots were fired in his direction from someone in a white four-door car. Two of the man's vehicles were struck by bullets. One of 11 men arrested last December during an undercover drug investigation by Bryan Police and the Department of Public Safety has been found guilty by a Brazos County District Court jury. 33-year-old Anthony Clay of Bryan, who was identified by the District Attorney's Office as a mid-level drug dealer, was sentenced to 30 years in prison for selling $420 of cocaine to an undercover officer. According to online court records, it was Clay's 17th criminal conviction dating back to 2002. A plea agreement between prosecutors and a College Station man results in a 6-year sentence for 7 crimes. 33-year-old Richard Metzer Jr. of College Station admitted to a reduced robbery charge where a man was staying in a local motel room in March was held up with a knife. Metzer, who was arrested 5 times in the last year and 25 times since 2005, also admitted to 4 counts of possessing drugs and 2 thefts. A College Station man seen driving at midnight weaving on Rudder Freeway last February has pleaded guilty to his 3rd DWI. Plea agreement with the DA's office and 45-year-old Brad Bruner places him in a state-controlled substance abuse treatment program that lasts between 90 days and 6 months. That's followed by a transfer to a halfway house and to 10 years probation. Brunner also sentenced to 6 months in jail for violating probation from his second DWI. WTAW News Time, almost 10 minutes after 8. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. More news after 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors from the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
You're invited to the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
What has been a very sunny and warm weather pattern this week will gradually break down a bit over the weekend. Today, clouds and sunshine, maybe a shower storm late today. Highs 90 to 95. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Scattered showers and storms Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so here you go. You know, the Japanese get all the cool food first.
Right.
You know, they try it out over there, and if the black bun hamburger works, then they bring it over here. Except for KFC. KFC's done some things over here first. They did that chicken thing without the bun, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was just greasy and wrong.
Just a big pile of bleh.
Well, fall officially here now, so of course you're on. So we're going to go ahead, even though Chelsea's not here today, to do our pumpkin spice product report. Americans' passion for cinnamon and nutmeg has caught on around the world, and Japanese McDonald's are now set to offer chocolate, pumpkin, spice, French fries.
What?
Beginning next week.
And not here in America?
And not here in U.S. America.
That's just wrong.
It is wrong. How did that not happen here first?
The fast food giant announced the good news on Twitter. They're only available from September 28th to October 31st, and they will feature a cute pumpkin ghost on the package.
Well, Mrs. Obama would throw a hissy over this.
She would, because it's fries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I haven't lived in Japan. I haven't been to Japan. Are pumpkins big in Japan?
No idea.
You know,
not a clue.
Are you gonna? So what you're going to try to do is change the eating habits they're already not happy with us for any number of reasons. And now we're going to change the habits and make them eat chocolate pumpkin spice fries.
I'm not sure what's more perplexing, the fact that that exists or the fact that it's happening in Japan before it's happening here.
Well, all right.
Does that combination with the potato exist in any form?
No. And here's my next thought. I'm sorry, at least in U.S. America, if you're dealing with potato fries as opposed to sweet potato fries, ketchup's got to be a part of it. Well, ketchup has no place with chocolate and pumpkin and spice.
No.
I'm just saying. And I mean, fine. It's extending the brand. It's an opportunity for you to maybe get people to spend more money on fries than they would otherwise. Or maybe those folks just want to have something different.
I've never heard that combination, not even on the Food Network.
No.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if you did it with sweet potatoes, like you were saying, like, you know, if they were sweet potato fries.
See,
but
I just don't, you know. Yeah. And there's a restaurant in downtown Bryan that does strange things with French fries, and I like it pretty well. It's pretty. They do a pretty good job. But if they do chocolate and pumpkin, that ain't gonna happen. Online advertising technology firm Rubicon Project finds millennials are not only shopping for the holidays already, but they are going all out. According to this poll, 54% of millennials plan to spend more than last year, a lot more. They plan to spend as a group 33% more than they did last year on Christmas. Hello?
I got the pumpkin and spice thing out of Kroger. I'm sorry, one of the grocery-atoriums?
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's jack-o'-lantern pumpkin stout.
Oh, all right.
Really?
Very good.
Okay, after you drank the first one, what'd you do with the other five? Really?
I went ahead. I drank two a day because they're quite strong. And go to bed.
Okay, thanks. Oh, I don't know. I just
I've heard of pumpkin lagers. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I know that it can exist. It just
that could work, but it's just not doing it for you, is it, Scott?
No, it's not. I mean, you know, again, a piece of pumpkin pie is fine. What are you going to do with the rest of it?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, back to these millennials.
I'm not surprised they're already buying stuff. It's only 92 days till Christmas.
Okay, millennials are 18 to 34. Is that right? Is that correct?
Ish, yeah.
All right, okay. I mean, you got to start someplace. Anyway, according to this poll, 54% of millennials plan to spend this 33% more. Last year, they spent an average of $1,072. This year, we're going up to $1,427.
Woo!
I wonder if that's cash.
Where are they getting that money? Yeah.
See, okay, that's where I want to go with this. Is what's their credit card look like? What's their balance? Are they paying that off every month? I'm not their dad, but I mean, really?
Probably not.
More than a quarter of the millennials don't plan to visit a physical store during the holiday period, relying instead on online and mobile shopping. Online only shoppers say that they'll shop for gift cards, because nothing says Christmas like a friggin' gift card.
See, I've always liked gift cards. I get it that they're impersonal, but, you know, in a way, I've always felt like they're the most personal because people can get whatever they want.
But nothing says Merry Christmas like, oh, crap, I forgot to buy you something. Let me go ahead and get this gift card online.
It was quick and easy.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Just put Merry Christmas to you on there. That way, if you meant it to go to somebody else and they didn't get it, then it's
it
not on
you.
It
can go anywhere, yeah.
Online-only shoppers say they will shop for gift cards at 64%. Apparel and accessories, 57%. Toys, 46%. Yeah, get your child a toy that you bought online because it looks like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
See how that works out. And then technology at 37%. Now, somehow, of course, I'm maybe...
And isn't that weird that technology be at the bottom of the list for
really
online shopping?
My next thought, because, again, if you're going to buy technology for Christmas, it would seem like you'd
buy it on technology.
Do it online, yeah.
All right, good news for all those people who are ticked off about the gas prices over in the South. The Colonial Pipeline has been fixed. It's in Alabama. Now, it said that it was a major leak. Now, I don't know what a major leak means.
Mm.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
But the resulting shortage of gas caused by this one pipeline caused prices to go up dramatically across the southern United States.
All right, I'm going to go offline here a moment because I need to call my cousin in Alabama.
Okay, that's fine. Now,
get the scoop.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I don't know what if it's a major leak, it would seem like the leak itself and the amount of petroleum that it has let out would be a news story, and I haven't seen that. I just saw that the thing was shut down. So now that the pipeline is reopened, this is a shock. Sources say that gas prices will return to normal, but it might take several months for that to happen.
No.
Oh, how does that work?
And what's normal? That's a
well, it's like
term.
Any other shortage that you've got.
Yeah.
You know, instantaneously the price goes up. How long does it take to adjust back down? We got a lot of things we have to take care of before we can do that.
Yeah.
U.S. Senate is considering a new bill that, if enacted, would give the Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, the power to regulate what chemicals go into. You ready? Cosmetics.
Ah.
An amendment to the Personal Care Product Safety Act proposes stricter regulations on the chemicals used in makeup. New York Magazine's The Cut says the bill, first attempt to regulate cosmetics in almost 80 years, and would require consumers know exactly what chemicals are in their makeup. Okay.
We can't do that already? Like, That's
well, and just because, I mean, look.
Like the makeup world is the wild, wild west out there?
Consider, what? and if you see organic products or organic food products, they say, you know, everything in our product you can pronounce.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever read the cereal box? Do you really want to be doing that?
No.
Because after you get past about the first four ingredients, they got other things in there for other reasons. So even if it's on your, I mean, if you're putting it in your body and you're not caring what those words are, I can't imagine if you're just putting it on your skin, you're going to care that much.
Yeah.
Now, on a level, this bothers me a little bit. A common painkiller can have some deadly effects on children, on some children. This, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, okay, probably need to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
The association released a report this week saying it's time to stop prescribing codeine to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thought is, for how long have we been doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, a long, long time, and now we're just finding this? Metabolizes to a drug differently than it does in adults. Because the opiate can slow breathing to the point of death, according to them. USA Today says that codeine can often be prescribed in pain medications, cough syrups, and medications used to treat diarrhea.
So, yeah, you're right. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, and it's potentially fatal.
Why is it suddenly being found?
All of a sudden now? Yeah.
Within the last 5 years, the World Health Organization, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, European Medical Society, and also Health Canada and European Medicines Agencies has warned about codeine's effects, but pediatricians still regularly administer the medications with codeine. The drug also is available without a prescription in cough medicines in 28 states. Again, the drug is available without a prescription in cough medications in 28 states and D.C.
Wow.
I had no idea. I had no idea about that. But anyhow, so that is, I mean, I hate to say newly dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's not. But anyhow, that's what the pediatrics folks are telling us.
Yikes.
Okay, I'm back.
All right, what'd you find out?
Well, for my cousin there in Alabama. This is along the state border of Georgia and Alabama.
Uh-huh.
There were some stations that did run out of gas.
Wow.
Those who still have it, apparently their price jumped up from about $1.80 to about $2.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's 10%.
Yeah.
That's not dramatic, is it? I mean, do we know how big the spill was? Do you say anything about the impact, environmental impact?
No, I didn't get that far. But
kind of a newsman are you? Okay.
Well, we're also talking Alabama football.
Oh, of course. First things first.
Yeah. Got to get the important stuff in there.
He's not an Auburn fan, huh? It's
my female cousin.
Oh, I got you.
Who's the Alabama fan, then I have her brother, who's the Auburn fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. Roll damn tide.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers. Member FDIC.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a mega-wide plus pickup with mega-tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
824 News Talk 1620 WTAW, and the rain is on the way. We like that. We want the rain. That's a good thing. But by the same token, we got stuff going on this weekend. Of course, Texas Reds here locally, the Burleson County Fair just down the road, and any number of other outdoor activities. So just be prepared for that. All right. So anyway, you obviously had more stuff to talk to about your cousin, and So
yes,
that's fine. But in the meantime, who's your team play this weekend?
Haven't even looked.
Does it, are you kidding?
Does it even matter?
So you're that guy.
Even Zach knows who Northwest Missouri State is playing.
Okay.
But I do have Bearcat Sports right on.
Okay.
My,
you're going to click it up on one of your hot buttons there that you
exactly.
can bring that up for us.
So September 24th, they're playing in Joplin, Missouri against Missouri Southern, another one of Missouri's many directional schools.
I was going to say, so the big state rivalry there, that ought to be
actually, the bigger state, the big state rival is actually right across the state line against Pittsburgh State.
Oh, that's where Dennis Franchione was quarterback.
Yes.
Okay, what can I tell you?
All right.
And a coach, too, I think, as well.
Or something like that.
All right, there you go. It's 825.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Marriott International and Starwood Hotels and Resorts officially merged into one company this morning, and the new Marriott has already made its first major decision to give reciprocal benefits to members of each loyalty program. Marriott CEO Arne Sorensen describes the benefits of the merger.
One of the things that makes us so excited about this is we can offer choice to our customers. So whether they want to be in a resort destination or an urban destination, whether they want luxury or economy, we've got a place for them to stay.
The new Marriott now has 30 brands with more than 5,700 hotels, making it the largest hotel chain in the world. Amazon wants to print the pictures on your phone. The online retail giant is offering a new photo printing service for Prime members. Amazon says it will be adding additional offerings to its print service, including calendars and stationery. Crude oil trading at $46.24 a barrel on Wall Street futures this morning are just slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Cetacean Songsters. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The critically endangered bowhead whale sings a variety of complex songs, many more than any other whale studied to date. This according to University of Washington oceanographer Kate Stafford. She and her colleagues placed underwater microphones in the Arctic Ocean in an attempt to detect the whales. They were amazed to record over 60 different bowhead whale songs.
We had hoped to simply hear a few signals from these whales to know that they were still there. Instead, we recorded songs from these whales almost throughout the whole winter and often 24 hours a day.
This suggests that bowheads are more like songbirds in their singing behavior than other whales. The researchers don't yet know how many whales sang each song. Stafford says bowhead whales were decimated by whalers 3 centuries ago. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
If you have a Yahoo account, you've probably been hacked, and Yahoo knew, but failed to tell anyone. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Yesterday, Yahoo announced that 500 million of its user accounts had been hacked, the biggest data breach in history, period. Names, addresses, birth dates, passwords, all stolen. It happened in 2014, more than 2 years ago. Yahoo claims it didn't know until just a few months ago, which is probably false. And Verizon, who purchased Yahoo for $4.8 billion, says that Yahoo didn't tell them until this past Wednesday, which is probably true. Outrageous? You bet. Here's more. When Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer walks away from this mess, she'll get millions in severance. But what did she know, and when did she know it? And what will Yahoo do for each one of its 500 million victims? Is any of this criminal? Because it should be. For breaking tech news updated all the time, you'll find it at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Komando Show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. The temperature is 76. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. City of College Station's budget, property tax rate, and associated fees for fiscal year 2017 have been adopted. There were three votes that were not unanimous. The first was a 6-1 vote on the budget. James Benham voted no for two reasons. He's opposed to giving the Research Valley Partnership $350,000.
I believe it's better managed by our own economic development staff that can act in the best interests of the city of College Station.
Carl Mooney among those saying the Economic Development Agency has been put on notice.
Come this time next year, we will be evaluating them and make some determinations whether or not $350,000 or a penny are worth our continued funding.
Benham opposed to the budget, including revenue from a proposed roadway maintenance fee that the council won't consider until November. Council voted unanimously for a 2-cent increase in the property tax, reducing electric rates by 1% and increasing wastewater rates by 8%. After that, the council approved a new wastewater and water impact fees after an attempt to implement those new fees over a 3-year period failed by a 5-2 margin, a 2-year phase-in passed by a 4-3 split. Downtown Bryan's 10th Texas Reds Festival starts tonight. Sandy Fairs at the Downtown Bryan Association says corporate sponsor Union Pacific's hosting free train rides tomorrow and Sunday with a ticket from the UP booth at the festival.
This is the only time that Union Pacific will be bringing this Texas Heritage train to Texas. They're bringing a passenger car and a glass-domed car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about an hour, and depending on the other traffic in the area, it will either go to Hearn and back or Navasota and back.
Headline entertainment, which again is free, includes the Texas Twisters tonight, Ray Wiley Hubbard tomorrow night, and Rodney Crowell Sunday afternoon. More information is online at TexasRedsFestival.com. The number of people with the flu in Brazos County has dropped over the 4 weeks since an isolated outbreak was announced by the health department last month. Health Department's alternate health authority, Dr. Seth Sullivan, says flu cases happen all year.
Classically, we think of flu in the October through maybe April time frame, with the kind of December, January time frame really being the height of the flu into February. But if there's one thing that's predictable about flu, it's its unpredictability.
Last week, the Health Department reported 54 flu cases. That's down from 93 the week before, 157 3 weeks ago, and 226 during the last full week of August. Recommendations from the health department include if you feel sick, call your doctor. If you get sick, stay home. And everyone 6 months and older should get a flu shot. The day after Blue Bell announced a voluntary recall of its ice cream, the supplier of a cookie dough ingredient that Blue Bell blames for listeria says their tests were negative when the product left their plant. Iowa-based Aspen Hill says Blue Bell's positive test came after the product was in Blue Bell's control for 2 months. WTAW News Time, 27 minutes from 9. The temperature is 76. News presented by Awards & More. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More local news at noon, anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Toasting our 10th. Historic downtown Bryan is celebrating the 10th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, presented by Union Pacific. Join us September 24th and 25th and sink your teeth into succulent steak as you sip opulent wine from 40-plus Texas wineries. Last year's popular Saturday night steak dinner by Jay Cody is back, served with all the fixins. Plus, have more steak and eat it too with the new Steak and Egg Sunday Morning Brunch. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is 834. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
What has been a very sunny and warm weather pattern this week will gradually break down a bit over the weekend. Today, clouds and sunshine, maybe a shower storm late today. Highs 90 to 95. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Scattered showers and storms Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes Friday's time to talk about things going on in the city College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
So, anything fun going on?
No.
Okay.
Not really. Where's the jumble? Oh, wait, maybe right in front of me.
It's right there.
Hold on. Okay.
You see?
There it is. I got it.
He doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want to do anything else. He says, yeah, I'm bringing a guest in because I want to do the jumble while I'm in here.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Next time you see Ben, thank him for subscribing to the newspaper so that you've got that. Just in case you don't. You know, you can play it online, but it is aggravatingly slow.
I have no interest in playing it online.
You have to click and drag the letters.
No, not
going to. And if you just miss it on what, you know, it's going to put it where it thinks it needs to go instead of where you maybe wanted it to go. It's very annoying to play
sounds
it online.
Terrible.
I much prefer to do that, but I usually only do this on Saturday mornings because I'm sitting down drinking coffee and mm-hmm. I'll do it then. But the rest of the time, about 80% of the time, I do it online.
By the way, just us talking about this,
yeah.
I've already sold the four.
Hey. So
about that? Boom.
There you are. Got it. Anyway, so you brought a guest.
I did.
So you could work the jumble.
And now I could really listen to her.
Okay.
I've got Cindy Yoser from the Larry J. Ringer Library.
Yeah, there you go. It's the frantic Cajun Library.
Hey, yeah, they were calling me that out in the waiting room, too. Well, what is the deal here?
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all need some more shrimp etouffee? What is that y'all trying to tell me?
What's happening in your world?
Well, before I get started, just giving the litany of all of our programs, because mm-hmm. you know we have programs for children, teens, adults. We actually have started a new program called Homework Help.
Oh.
And this is for our teen volunteers, 5 days a week. You can bring your child. If you don't understand the homework assignment, bring it to our kids. The majority of our kids speak two languages.
Okay.
So this is great. You know, sometimes I've read some of the instructions and they're really difficult.
Now, what grades are we gearing this to?
This is elementary and middle school.
Okay.
So our teen volunteers are top high school and middle school kids mm-hmm. who are going to be sitting there waiting available. And they will work with the parent.
Okay.
They will teach the parent how to help their child.
Okay, great
so
program.
So it's just a program yeah. that we started. We hope they get involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking earlier about kids learning.
Mm-hmm.
We have, of course, our literacy starts at birth, but that's kind of like a joke because literacy starts before birth.
Okay.
Not the program. The program is not a joke, but we actually teach that. And you had asked a very important question last time I was here because I gave you all of our programs, which mm-hmm. you can find on our line, our online bcslibrary.org. You know, we have magicians, we have killer makeup,
just fun things
yeah,
to learn,
music
right.
and stuff like that. But you asked, how does this have to do with literacy?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to answer that for you because our library is really an information center. Our degrees are in library and information
mm-hmm.
science. And what we're there to do is our programs are like the swings at a playground.
Okay.
come see. You know, we're just direct. Come see what we've got. And so we try to get all kinds of programs for all walks of life. We ask people, what do you want? No, we will not get that margarita machine, guys, that they suggested.
Right.
But other than that, we are the great equalizer. We're the place in the city where if you've just moved there and you don't know anyone, then you can come to one of our story times. And what we do in those story times is, yes, we read to the children, but we're all crazy. We're dancing. We're doing puppets. We're jumping around. We have bean bags. Yes, bean bags. And bubbles.
The
and
kind you
scarves.
Sit in or the kind you throw?
Throw.
Oh, okay. Or
no,
toss. You toss. Throw. You don't throw them. You toss them.
No. And so what we do after that is we're constantly making the parents happy, because what literacy is all about is making the parent happy. And if the parent is happy, the child picks up on the parent's happiness and also becomes happy. So in a way, our programming is to get the community happy. Mm-hmm. We encourage them to go and talk to each other. When parents come and cry, they literally come and cry because their child is struggling in school. We sit there for 30, 35 minutes, and we talk to them about, let's see what we can figure out. How can we turn around this reluctant reader? When people come and they're getting a divorce and they don't have enough money to get a lawyer, we're like, well, let's see what legal papers you have.
Mm-hmm.
So once we can get people in the door, they can see that it doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in, where you come from, what language you speak. I mean, believe me, I've actually used Google Translate, which is a terrible way to talk with somebody, yeah. But that I was able to help them.
Being a resource. That's
right.
A good thing.
And so our mission is to reach as many people as possible. We go out into the community. We do outreach. And we do these workshops, outreach for them. We talk with CSISD about, hey, we have this homework help. Hey, are there any kids that you think would be able to help us with it? And our purpose is mainly, our programming purpose is mainly to see a face that we never saw before.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And they come up and go, this is awesome. And we say, hey, at the end of the programs, we'll go, you want awesome?
Yeah.
See that building? Go in that building. And, you know, we fixed our problem. We just do our programs outside, which was hilarious at our last program because we were out there and the sprinklers came on.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So
yeah.
We had a great time outside. Yeah. But once I get in our building, we're able to tell them about everything, the online books, the everything. So,
right. So search the library, yes. And that search begins at your website, which is?
Yes, bcslibrary.org. So I'm happy I could answer your question.
Absolutely.
I worried about
did.
It since
Good.
I've been here.
It's done. Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate
You're
your
welcome.
Time this morning. What else you got?
Just a quick reminder that if you want to vote in the November 8th elections, the last day to register is October 11th. So if you need to know more, visit us at cstx.gov/elections.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yep.
That's our College Station segment that's every Friday, and it's brought to you by it's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
842, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Savannah's here this morning from Messina Hoffa, and nothing going on this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, no, nothing at all.
Actually, it started at y'all's place last night. That's the weekend that is Texas Reds.
Yeah, so we kicked it off last night with a farm-to-table dinner. We had the chocolate gallery make us some desserts, so that was lots of fun.
Oh, fun, yes. Now, as far as your presence at Texas Reds, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we'll be at the wine tasting tent. We're going to have four of our wines, including our new sparkling Spumante. So we want everyone to come and try that. We will also have wine slushies, and that'll be over by Subway. And we're going to have two different flavors, strawberry margarita and hard lemonade. So those are really refreshing
okay.
on a hot day.
Now, there are some people who aren't going to Texas Reds, and but they're...
while it's the 10th, that does give Messina Hoff a great opportunity to show off your wines. And really, y'all have been a driving force to expand it with other wineries coming in from Texas, because obviously there are other wineries, and we know that. But we really appreciate what y'all have done, again, with the dinner on Thursday night. But if they happen to be going out of town, they're going to the Aggie game this weekend, you've got a Messina Hoff opportunity for them up in the Metroplex,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, we do. We have our Grapevine location. It's only about 20 minutes away from the stadium, so you can come out and grab some wines before you head over and tailgate. You can go, I mean, anytime. We're open. Downtown Grapevine is adorable. There's some great restaurants. So I highly recommend heading out to Grapevine.
Sure. Well, we hope you're here in Bryan, but if you're not, you go up to Grapevine and try that. But that also just brings up football, and I know that Messina Hoff likes to put together football pairings too.
Yeah, we put together some football pairings for everyone. So if you're wondering what wine can I pair with my wings, you can actually, I know it's something I think about a lot.
Yeah, there you go.
You can actually go to messinahoff.com/gameday, and we have a whole chart with different kinds of wings and football foods and what wines to pair with it.
Yeah. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that you got your sparkling wines back in stock.
Yes,
too.
We have our sparkling almond back, the new sparkling Spumante, Rosé coming in soon, so just be on the lookout.
Now, do you have tours this weekend, even with Texas Reds going on at the winery?
Yes, okay. We'll have tours. We're actually going to have a shuttle running back and forth on Saturday, so if you want to come spend a little time at Messina Hoff but then go to Reds, you can actually take our shuttle.
Okay, so it is. It's busy time, and wine is centric this weekend, and if they want some more information, what do they do?
You can go to messinahoff.com. You can go to Texas Reds Facebook, anything mm-hmm. like that. And then also give us a call at 979-778-9463.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I met a fellow earlier this month who told me that he had a story to tell, and indeed he did. He's a teacher, he's a coach, he's a veteran, he's James Ray. And he's now the junior high football coach and the PE teacher over at St. Joseph Catholic Schools. Get ready to be motivated. I sure was.
I served in the United States Army since 2003. And just in 2015, last year, I had retired from my military service. But my job in military service was that I trained thousands and thousands of soldiers to go overseas and to defend our country and to make sure to basically keep us safe. And I retired in April 2015. I started becoming a substitute teacher. About October, I was offered a full-time position for Bryan to be an assistant PE teacher there. And then around about the spring semester, I was in charge of the PE program. And did Mr. Jim Reich and some other parents, because I also train people too outside. I have my own personal training business where I teach people, you know, self-defense and like fitness and stuff like that. And didn't know that some of the people that I was training were associated with St. Joseph. So Ms. Tracy West asked me if I could do like the moving in with mom. And I did that event, which is like the mom-son event. And Mr. Wright showed up and he liked it. And then by May, I signed a contract to be the assistant athletic director to be over the junior high. And to go from retirement, substitute teaching, assistant PE, running the PE program, to now assistant athletic director at Catholic school at St. Joseph's, and to be the first to be at that position for the school out of its 122-year history is just a blessing by itself. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm thankful for the St. Joseph's community to give me this chance to bring my talents here, everything that I've done before, to come here and instill those values and that structure here to make not only just the school better, but the kids' lives to be better, because I know that our future are the kids. I'll do everything that I can to make sure that these kids' lives are successful and how they want to be. You tell me what your goals are, and you tell me what you want to be. That's my job, is to make sure that all those things happen and all those things come to, and that you have options so that when I become an old man, or that when the teachers become old, and by that time we may have like those high-tech Chrome pads, you know, to where you don't even have to touch the keypad, but just sitting back and saying that, you know what, I knew they could do it. That's the biggest reward, is saying that, you know what, their lives are better, they're happy, and all I did was just say, hey, I'm here to help you to get to where you want to be.
It's obvious James Ray has life lessons to teach his students. He also has something to teach them about overcoming obstacles.
Yes, sir, because just with my story, you know, I can relate to a whole lot of these kids. And the way I see it is that, you know, God has you to go through things for a reason. One of my things that I always tell some of my friends and family members is meant for me to be here. I don't know what God's purpose is for me, but I like it and I embrace it. So just because things get rough or hard, there's a reason why you're going through this, because you may have to be able to stand in front of people and be able to say, hey, I know what you're going through. I know what it's like, but I'm here to tell you that everything's going to be okay, because I've been there. I've done that. So being successful is hard, but living a good life is easy.
And James Ray's students are living a better life because he's there. That is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
News on 1620 WTAW. Okay, so I've got a wine tasting ticket for Texas Reds. Trivia question, 695-1620, 695-1620. Even though it was so long ago, it wasn't a state when it happened, but where was the site, in what current state, was the first vineyard established in North America?
Oh.
Okay, it was so long ago that it wasn't a state because the United States didn't exist, but that location is in what modern-day state? 695-1620, 695-1620. I've got a Texas wine tasting package for you. Got a lot of goodies to go along with it. 695-1620.
And you only have to answer one trivia question rather than trivium questions.
In case you heard that earlier this morning, the word trivium is singular. If it's more than one, it's trivia. So you don't really answer a trivia question. It's a trivium question. What's the answer?
I would guess at Texas.
Texas?
Why not? We got wine.
Who are you?
David Kingman.
David, what do you do?
Maintenance guy. I do apartments and fix stuff that's broken and sweat all day because ACs that I work on are broken, not working.
That sucks. Can you come by here and get this ticket because you're a winner?
Sure, man. I'll be by there in a little bit.
All right, thanks. See you later. 1662. In 1662, Texas is the site of the first established vineyard in North America.
All right.
Just one more reason why Texas is better than any place else.
You got that right.
Are you going to post that picture soon?
It'll be after 9.
All right. Look forward
because
to it.
Because I want to, let's see, what do you call the wine? You pair it?
Yes, we want
to
pair it.
I need to pair the background audio with the picture that my cousin in Alabama sent me with the newspaper headline. Several chambers, as in Chambers County, Alabama, several chambers gas stations have no supply, and there's a picture of a pump with a sign on there, printed out from a computer.
Yep.
We is completely, C-O-M-P-L-E-T-L-Y, out of all gas.
All gas.
Sorry for the inconvenience, or I-N-C-O-N-V-I-E-N-C.
We knew what they meant. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. So we got the Texas Reds Festival this weekend. But if you might have been in England this weekend, you could have gone to London's annual Catnip Festival.
Hey!
Yeah, features various cat-themed activities like a cat cabaret, a cat gymnasium, a cat meme gallery, and more. Festival director James Efflick says the idea came to him as he started exchanging cat videos with a friend. Well, of course he did.
That's of course when it would happen.
Yes, he said it became like currency. and we thought it was time to spread the wealth. The event is billed as an evening of indulgence for cat lovers.
All right, fine. Evening of indulgence for cat lovers.
And I figure while we're being wine-centric, wine, it's good for drinking, it's good for cooking, it's also good for getting rid of bears. Jack Ballantyne was drinking in the wilderness in a remote area of Saskatchewan when a bear attacked him.
Yikes.
Yep. Jack told officials that all he remembered was the bear swiping at him and sending him flying. He used his wine bottle to fight the bear off and landed a punch on his nose. He ended up with a few minor scratches. That's it. Aside from that, he's okay. And I guess he's got his bottle of wine to thank him for that.
Yeah.
Dude, what happened to your face?
My razor. Trying to save money on blades.
You should try Harry's.
Harry's? I think I read an article in the Journal about them. The two guys who started that company with its own factory in Germany?
Right. And they sell online. Look, open a new tab and go to harrys.com. See, you can get great quality razors at a fraction of the cost.
Whoa, and those razors look so cool.
These guys get you whatever you need to look and feel like you're ready for that promotion.
So I could save money and
look as good as me?
Get a great shave with Harry's. With Harry's, you get a clean, smooth shave at a fraction of the cost. And because Harry's owns the factory, you never overpay. So what are you waiting for? Go to harrys.com right now, and Harry's will send you a razor, one of their quality blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free. Just cover shipping. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 8787 at checkout to claim your gift. That's harrys.com, code 8787.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs, towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425, MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit, TTNL Extra, expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Another wine story.
All right.
This is in College Station, 5:30 last night on the freeway near Tower Point. reports of a wrong-way driver.
Oops.
Followed the vehicle into the Tower Point HEB parking lot.
Yep.
Two witnesses put the vehicle in park because the suspect was dazed.
And confused.
Policemen found over 10 empty wine bottles in the car.
And okay.
Driver taken into custody for DWI.
The rattling around would be enough to drive me crazy.
Right?
All right, so Forbes magazine has listed the highest paid TV actors. That'd be guys, okay? David Duchovny and Michael Weatherly each make $10 million a year. Kevin Spacey, $10.5 million. Then comes Eric Stone Street, Ed O'Neill, Ray Romano in at $12 million. Ty Burrell from Modern Family at $12 million. Mark Harmon from NCIS at $20 million. The top four are all from Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
I don't know how much advertising costs for Big Bang Theory.
It's got to be astronomical.
Kunal Nayar, $22 million. Simon Helberg, $22.5 million. Johnny Galecki, $24 million. Jim Parsons, $25.5 million.
Whew.
That's basically $100 million a year.
For just that one show and not even anything else.
There you are. Okay, this date in history, Harvard College held its first commencement, 1642.
Woo!
Just saying. All right. And Neptune was discovered, 1846. Good for them. Thanks for sitting in, Bill. WTAW.